He was an anti-war activist against the Vietnam War. Wallace is also a darling of the liberal media. He is often quoted in articles critical of conservative Christians or of President Bush's faith. The report goes on to accuse Wallace of supporting socialist programs, noting that while Wallace was in seminary, he founded a magazine he named Post-American. Within its pages, Wallace called for the redistribution of wealth and for government-managed economies, described as social justice. Other critics saw Wallace as an example of the plutocracy's propensity for supporting, and thus controlling, both sides of an issue. While Obama, in early 2008, was criticized for intemperate remarks by his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, little attention was given to Hillary Clinton's longtime active participation with a secretive Capitol Hill prayer and Bible study group known as The Family, or The Fellowship. According to an article by Barbara Ehrenreich, posted on the Nation website, a former member of The Family, Jeff Charlotte, described the group's real work as knitting together international networks of right-wing leaders, most of them ostensibly Christian. Quoting Charlotte, reporter Ehrenreich wrote that in the 1940s, The Family reached out to former and not-so-former Nazis, and its fascination with that exemplary leader, Adolf Hitler, has continued, along with ties to a whole bestiary of murderous thugs. Considering Hillary's ties to the secretive Bilderbergs, her husband's membership in the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, as well as her work with the Nazi-connected group called The Family, it could be said that she provides a connective tissue between the globalists and their new Fourth Reich. Pastor Lutzer described what he saw as attempts to suppress and denigrate Christianity in present-day America. As the state expands its powers, it can initiate laws that limit the church's freedom, he noted. Consider the phrase, separation of church and state. Interpreted in one way, it can mean that the church should be free to exercise its influence and practice religion without interference from the state. That kind of separation is exactly what the church in Germany so desperately needed. However, here in America, the phrase separation of church and state is given a sinister twist by civil libertarians. To them, it means that religious people should not be allowed to practice their religion in the realm that belongs to the state. Religion, we are told, should be practiced privately. The state must be cleansed from every vestige of religious influence. By insisting that the state be free for all religions, organizations such as the ACLU, in effect, make it free for none.